February 21st, 2018, it's a Watt from Pedro show. Thank you. Watt for Pedro show, 21st of February in Pedro. Brother Matt, schedules change with his teaching, but next week we've adjusted. So I'm not entirely alone, though, because of the magic of those engineers in Estonia and through their virtuous piece of software, Skype. I am joined from Nottingham band Wolf Crime. What an asshole. Crime Wolf. I was thinking of Wolf Eye. You know, there's a lot of bands with Wolf in the name, right?
Yeah, man.
We got some guys in East L.A., Los Lobos. So even if you want their Espanol, you can get the fucking Wolf thing going. But, before we get to the how the band came about, can we go into each one of you's earliest music memories? Who wants to go first?
First musical memories, you say, Mike.
Yeah, and who's this?
This is Dave.
I'm hey, Dave.
Singer guy.
My middle name is David. Blame my mom.
I know, you told me that when we met last time, yeah.
I think I asked you to blame my mom then, too.
Don't worry, it's a
anyway, what's your earliest music memory, Davey?
For me, I don't know if you know Cilla Black.
Cilla Black.
Yeah, so Cilla Black was kind of like an English kind of like sort of pop singer. I think she was discovered by John from the Beatles.
Okay.
My folks used to have like this old weird radiogram type thing, which was like a, you know, like a big hi-fi in a cabinet when I was a kid, and I think that was probably the first thing I can remember hearing that, and sort of Scott Walker and, you know, those kind of, some of those rock and roll songs from the 50s, and then a lot of Irish folk music in my family as well.
So there's, it's in the living room there. Is anybody in the family players or just listeners?
Just listeners, yeah.
Okay, so there's no, like, instruments.
No instruments whatsoever.
What about school?
No instruments at school either. I went to a Catholic school that like kind of they weren't too into the creativity side of things. Yeah. The Catholic side of things.
No, it's that caught on over here too, and it's kind of secular about it. Yeah, what about the first record you bought yourself?
The first record I bought myself was, I think it was Brass in Pocket by The Pretenders.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I read somewhere she hated that song.
Who hates it?
The singer.
Chrissie Hynde.
You know, she was in a band with the Devo guy when they were younger.
Oh, is that right?
So okay. I read somewhere she thought it was too mersh. But anyway, what was the first gig you saw, Davey?
First gig I saw was a British band called The Skits.
Oh, yeah, I remember them.
Yeah, so they turned out, kind of turned into Big Country or something like that. And they were, a support band was Simple Minds, who went on to quite big things. But, yeah, that was my first nervous gig with the big boys.
Okay. do you remember when you first... So I guess your music thing was like after school in the garage or something like that?
Yeah, pretty much in the youth clubs. Like we had youth clubs that were kind of, I mean, they were like in sort of church halls and stuff, and not many people attended them. So it was kind of like, yeah, it was a cross between. I got to hear a lot of stuff there because there were the cool kids that listened to the punk and, you know, the Susie and the Banshees and all that. And then there was the other guys that listened to the disco, so I got to listen to both genres and anything in between. So I was quite lucky in that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
The more confusion, the more pollution.
That's right.
John bullshit, right? Okay, who wants to go next?
Go, Chris.
Yeah.
Okay, fire, Chris. First memory.
First musical memory is a song called Axel F from Beverly Hills Cop.
Nice.
I recorded off the radio onto a cassette, and that and a few other songs that I listened to relentlessly for until the tape broke, basically.
Was there players in your house?
Yeah, in my house, yeah.
Was there players, people who played music?
Yeah, my mum, she played piano.
So there was a piano in the house?
In the house, yeah, badly, really badly.
That's okay.
But I used to love listening to that, it was great.
Did you have to learn? Did you have to take lessons?
No.
You stayed away from the piano.
Yeah, I used to make a right horrible racket on the piano, basically. And, okay.
Getting your, I don't know, maybe school? Was it a Catholic school also? No music?
No, it was just like a community school.
Okay. They have some kind of music program?
Yeah, but I wasn't really into like learning music in that way when I was school. But I did form a band when I was I joined a band when I was 15.
What would you play?
Huh?
What'd you play?
Guitar.
Now, how'd you get on the guitar?
I basically said, "Can I be in the band?" And they said, "Yeah." And then they asked me, "What do you play?" I said, nothing.
Okay. So they gave you a guitar?
Yeah, basically, yeah, I had to find the guitar and join the band.
Oh, wow. And then, so it was learn as you go, right?
Yeah. That's good. It's basically three chords for every song.
That's okay. And you know, what's that Harry Nilsson? Somebody said John Lennon, but Harry Nilsson had a song called Lime in the Coconut.
Yeah, he's a hero.
It's C7, it's one fucking chord. Yeah, you're three times as complicated as Harry Nilsson there, Chris.
Oh, it's genius.
One chord and the truth.
Yeah. I think the song of Land of a Thousand Dances is that way, too.
Yeah.
The American Woman. Yeah, there's a couple tunes that only need one part. So you learned by just, the garage band thing. I guess... Where was this at? When you joined these cats when you were 15?
That was at school.
It was at school.
Yeah, so we used to rehearse in...
But it wasn't part of the school program. These guys, it was their own trip.
Oh, no. It was kind of... it was just school friends.
Okay.
But they let us use the music room.
Yeah, I understand. You were appropriating facilities.
Yeah.
Get all fancy with the Queen's language. Okay. do you remember the first record you bought yourself? Oh, it was fucking taping that cassette, right?
Yeah. I love just recording shit off the radio.
Yeah. I did that shit, too. I did it on TV, also.
Yeah, I think, weirdly... I don't really want to say what my first record was, because it,
What about the first gig you went to?
First gig was, it was my friend's punk band called the Dharmas, who were fucking great.
Not Ham Band?
No, from Derby, but,
up the road, right? It's not far.
Yeah, it's next door, yeah.
I remember somebody telling me about Derby last time I was there. There might have been a festival there that the Stooges played, but I've never played. Is that right?
Yeah, there's a few festivals around there, yeah.
I think that's the closest, because I've never played the town proper, like,
was it Download?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Some kind of weird game. Okay, so this was a Derby band. That was your first gig you went to. And then with these guys, did they ever have a name? These guys who got you on guitar?
Well, the band I was in, or the band I went to see?
No. The one that got you on the guitar, what was the name of that band?
Oh, yeah. It was a shit name. The Twisted Kites.
Yeah.
That's okay. I could see that. That paints a picture for me, a Twisted Kite. Did you guys ever record? Did you do gigs?
Yeah, lots of gigs.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've heard of a lot worse names than that. Jesus. I played with this band here. I think it was the drummer of Jawbreaker or something. It's called California. Who wants to fucking call their band California? I mean, I'm into California, but you don't fucking call it, man. Okay, who's next after you, Chris?
I'm Jay.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, man.
First music memory, or oldest one that you can still recollect?
The oldest one was possibly the Rollin' Rap Rap. It's a British children's TV show. About this little rat puppet.
Like mice?
Yeah. Living in the sewer, just getting up to all sorts of japes. That was also my first purchase.
The Devo singer made some music for a children's show over here called Rugrats.
Oh, man, we used to watch that.
Because I think, they're chewing at your ankle or some shit. Yeah, Rugrats.
Yeah.
Kind of an endearment, huh? okay, and was there music instruments around the pad?
Not really. My grandparents were musical. My granddad, he's the violin.
Violin, okay.
Yeah.
You think any of that rubbed off on you?
He was in a marching band, and his favorite story was...
Marching band with a violin?
Yeah.
Most of ours are brass and shit, but that's all right.
It was like more of an orchestra then. And he went out into a reservoir and they all played on the frozen ice. And that was the story he told me with great relish on more than one occasion.
Was he marching on the ice or were they sitting down?
It was marching, it was more just kind of standing around and playing.
Maybe slip on your fucking ass.
Other than that, there's no other real musicians in the family.
That's okay. So, what about at school? Did you have any music in school, or were just you using the rooms?
I started learning guitar when I was about 11, and
so they did have some classes.
No, this was outside of school.
Okay.
A few of my friends at school formed a little band, and we just kind of messed about and figured out things that we liked.
Oh yeah, did this band ever get to do gigs and record?
No, we were awful.
There's lots of bands that are terrible, and they still get to record and tour. In fact, too many of them. No. There's never enough. But I'm just curious. Do you remember the first gig you did with them? Oh, you never did gigs. You guys just practiced.
No, we didn't. The first gig I ever did was with a college band.
What was that like?
Well, I went to college to do a popular music course. So it was all kind of prearranged. And that was fine. That was good. It was good crack.
So it was like a project for the class?
Pretty much. So you were just playing to other students.
Sure.
And on stage, so it was good. It was a good laugh.
Okay, and finally?
Okay, so I'm Dan. I'm the drummer.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, man.
Dan Wheeler?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. The other one, though. Okay. Earliest musical memory, Dan.
So, my earliest musical memory is... So, my mum used to love Northern Soul.
Yeah.
And the one song I remember... Because I can never remember any of the song titles, but the one I remember is The Night by Frankie Valli.
Oh, yeah.
That bass line is, the best bass line ever. Yeah, so, that's probably my first memory is my mum dancing to that song in the living room. And she taught me how to dance to all that shit when I was a kid.
Do you remember the first record you bought?
I bought two at the same time at Woolworths in Belper, which is where I'm from and where Dave lives.
Okay.
So Woolworths doesn't exist anymore, but it was, I bought Sergeant Pepper.
Oh, album.
And I bought Divine by Madness.
Oh, wow.
They were the two albums I bought. It's fucking weird, isn't it?
How did you get on the drums there, Davey? Dan?
Well, I'm a guitarist, really. So I started...
You know who else was a drummer who turned into a guitarist?
Who's that?
Jay Maskus.
Oh shit, of course.
Okay, yeah. It's okay to be on different shit.
He drums in Witch, doesn't he, as well?
He drummed in the first band called Deep Boom when Lou was the guitar man.
No way.
Wow.
Peachy way, yeah. The guy named Charlie was the singer. The joke band was Dinosaur, where he tried to play guitar, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That happens sometimes. Okay, so you started on the guitar, and then...
So I still play guitar a lot, and I got into a band at school, and then I played guitar for a bit, and then they needed a bassist, so I played bass for a while. And then my brother had a drum kit at home, and he didn't really use it that much. So I've still got the drum kit, actually, but I would jump on it and play it whilst he was out. And that's kind of how I learned to drum, really, was just playing it.
I remember playing in this town by Birmingham called Worcester.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there was something painted, it's called the Mars Bar, and there was something painted up on the bulkhead that said, no dancing whilst with drinks. And you just said, wow. I thought nobody, since Shakespeare said that shit. But you got to admit, that's bitching. It's not just written, people. It's also spoken. And we're going to listen to Dogs.
Bigfoot on Hermosa. Bigfoot has roamed the trees for a long spell. Bigfoot has never encountered another Bigfoot ever. Bigfoot is surprised. Bigfoot once have smelled a lady Bigfoot, which caused many complications. Bigfoot became more so stupid and confused. Bigfoot walk into tree with face. Bigfoot fall into dark hole. Bigfoot fall into deep crevasse. Bigfoot catch ass on fire and sit in pool water. Bigfoot climb tree and fall out. That never happened to Bigfoot before. Birds peck Bigfoot. Bigfoot suffered tears and kick against the pricks. Bigfoot insecurities look him over. And Bigfoot looked back at his insecurities and disappointments. And Bigfoot think of many paths taken. And Bigfoot remains untouched and unloved. But by the animals of the forest he is beloved. And that is a lot of love, really, for Bigfoot. Bigfoot take big whiff of air in hopeful expectation. Thunder crackle and rain falls. Bigfoot trudge on for now.
La 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 la
Watch for Pedro show. We heard off the brand new album from Cramwolf, Dogs, and Black Moth Super Rainbow. They got something new. One More Ear. Devin Gary and Rob's something new. Bigfoot 2. In fact, the record ain't even done record yet. That's coming from The Hand with Here Comes Mr. Sunshine. I think they're out of Minnesota. Panther Paw to Brighton with brand new Fallacies. That's Brother Mike. Bernays Propaganda. And I play the bass at the end here, some kind of solo. Strange. They're out of Macedonia. I think they just broke up, but they're having a big fight, too, with the forces of B. This tune, Nisto Nema de Narajdeli. Sorry, bad pronounce. Farther south out of Tel Aviv with We Walked and Walked Part 2. Petra Hayden right out living in Hollywood. Mate Kudasai, which is like, please wait, but in Japanese. But this is an old King Crimson song, which I think, Bournemouth? What's his name? Robert Fripp and John Wetton and Greg Lake. They all came out of this little town by the water there in the south of your land. And then finally, Knots. From Crywolf and people, that's with a K, which my pop taught me how to do, you know, in the Blue Jacket Manual, they train you how to tie. There's certain knots for certain situations, and the most vital. We're at the end of the first hour, February 21, 2018 edition, Walk Pedro Show, special guest Crywolf, not Wolf Cry. Hold tight for hour two. February 21, 2018. It's the second hour of the Watt for Pedro show.
Thank you.
Watt for Pedro show. We start off the second hour with Cromwell from their brand new record, Frown. Then we had Sicilian Bolero from 1518. They're out of Italy. And Eric Grievous, unknown. I had him on the show last week. Incredible stand-up bass man. Now living here in SoCal. And finally, Birds off the new record, Cromwell. Let's talk about Cromwell. How did this band start?
Oh, shit.
It was Chris.
Well,
what's the earliest Crime Wolf musical memory?
Basically,
I was waiting for that word.
What?
Well, it was either going to be sorted or it was going to be basically. I'm just having some fun. Go ahead.
I turned up at Dave's house. Holding a guitar.
Yeah.
Saying, how's about we start that band then?
And it's really just guys have been talking about it, mate.
Well, so I have a contrary memory to yours, which is that we used to do a thing with our friend Anne Marie that was also called Crime Wolf. There was a load of surf, we were playing surf songs, we were making up surf stuff.
Yeah.
On the spot. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Was that after?
Yeah.
Was it?
Shit. Yeah.
Look, being in the right order, being in the right sequence is highly overrated. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Just get the infos out there. I want the story of Cromwell, please.
Okay. So, I turned up at Dave's door with a guitar and said, how's about this band? From my memory, serves me correctly, Dave said, I have no idea what you're talking about. but then said, yeah, go on then. And basically, it must have been some sort of drunk conversation where I thought we'd talked about starting a band, and we hadn't. But anyway, so it started like that.
So you forced yourself on Dave.
I forced myself on Dave.
Manufactured memory.
Yeah, it's a manufactured memory.
No, that's all right. So, actually, it was you two guys, no matter what the fuck. That's where it started. It was probably Dave's pad, right?
Yeah. And, yes, but Dan's got a memory. Okay. And, I mean, we're going to have a naked wrestle over this later.
Yeah, with olive oil.
To fight it out, you know?
Yeah. If you ain't going to wear clothes, you got to get oiled up, dudes.
Yeah, in front of a roaring fire.
Yeah, you don't want chafing.
Yeah.
No chafing.
But, there was a phase where me and Dan were doing stuff with making music with a very good musician called Anne-Marie Valentine, who's now Dr. Valentine. Anyway, but that's a different story.
So you basically, like a very good musician, so kind of mentored you guys.
Kind of. I mean, she was.
Unfortunately, we've never been mentored.
That's the problem.
Yeah, we're rough as fuck.
It's all right with me. Let me ask something pertinent. How did you meet him in the first place?
I met Dave in an abandoned building. I met Dan.
Where did you meet me?
Oh, probably in a pub.
Just playing gigs.
Drinking.
Were you in Aqua Vista at the time?
Yeah.
I think I met you when you were in Aqua Vista.
Yeah, so way back, I was in a surf band called Aqua Vista. Dan was in a band called
Plans and Apologies.
Plans and Apologies, yeah.
So they were like an indie pop band, really. A bit like sort of Bell and Sebastian, stuff like that.
Yeah. And I met Jay through Jay tattooed me.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You were his easel.
Yeah, he's my canvas.
I'm his pigskin.
Okay, let me play Golden here.
Okay.
Oh, 人生路短暂又漫长，你不必悲伤，给你一双幸福的翅膀，跟我来吧，为你歌唱。
命从多几天可乐大冰天发地中我几天出香是跨越年龄这个天因此也在四季通通顶落这冰魔翻年就地中到公司当卡就是开始正式上班第一张是提速到地诺西都是那位上一周等三月底钟擦起车费
Let's go.
Live for Pedro show, that was Golden from Crime Wolf, new album. Then Stuff from China was there almost a year ago, come March. Streets Kill Strange Animals, Paint Stars, PK-14 with You and Me. They're one of the oldest bands there. Bowie with The Only Reason. 25 Hours in Shanghai, the top floor circus. Round Eye with Round Eye. Now, these guys are Low Eye, which is Chinese for foreigner. And they were in Pedro last week. Coming, doing a U.S. tour. One dude, Zitli, the three are U.S., but they've been in China a long time. And then finally, Still Nature with from this clique, Croatian guy living in Switzerland, Geneva. Okay, so tell me about the first Crime Wolf practice.
Ooh. Is it three piece? Well, okay.
Well, there's three versions of this, because there's three different lineups.
Ah, so it's a Rashomon moment.
Well, okay, so...
You guys are very hip to that, huh?
I reckon the first proper... Like,
no, but if you're hip to Rashomon, right?
Yeah.
Kurosawa, right?
Yeah.
Like, everybody's got their own version of... People, go watch this movie from the early 50s. You know what I'm talking about.
As I remember it, the first proper cohesive form of Crime Wolf was when we got asked to play a show at the opening of an art exhibition.
Yeah.
And Chris had made an instrument which he calls the catfish, which is just a piece of wood with pickups on it and strings across it, and that he'd hit like a dulcimer.
With bean tins.
It's got baked bean tins on it and stuff. Like a prepared instrument. And then Dave would sing, and then I had a drum kit that I was putting through, like, mic'd up and put through delay units and reverb units, and we just made a fucking noise, if I remember rightly.
The practice was a conversation 10 minutes before we...
Yeah, we didn't practice. Played the show. So we didn't actually practice before we played the first show we did.
Yeah.
The first show was the first practice.
Yeah.
Now it's coming together.
In fact, I remember, Chris, you made some recordings of what you might do.
Yeah.
And then I listened to that on the train on the way to the show. And then we played the show.
How'd it go over?
It was good. I think there's a recording of it somewhere. We'll send you a link to it.
Please, please. I'd love to play it on the show.
Yeah, man.
But the people dug it, even though they hired you, sight unseen or unheard.
Yeah, it was good. Well, I mean, we kind of had like this, it was almost like having an unwritten rule that we wouldn't rehearse, and then we would just wait for people to ask us to do a gig, and then we would just turn up and do something.
What about that fucking word rehearse? You know, I know it's a semantic trip, but man, that bugs me. Like, I have yet to hear a basketball player say they're going to go down to the court and, you know, rehearse some hoops. Come on. Why can't you call it practice? Is that like, you know, there's just a sense of entitlement that fucking freaks me out. I mean, actors for sure rehearse, but. Okay, when I played with you.
Yeah.
What was the name of that pad?
Never remember this. Mental blank.
The Maze.
The Maze.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, was it?
The Maze?
Okay, it was The Maze. But it had different names.
Yeah.
Anyway, how long in your career was that?
That was about our third or fourth gig.
It was the third gig.
Wow. God damn. Because, you know, I don't know if you remember, but I was right in front the whole fucking time.
I remember. Yeah.
We remember that, Because
I dug it. I really did.
There's one of the songs on the album, Dogs. There was a thing, I went to the south of France when I was about 20, 21 or something like that, and I had a Walkman cassette player, and on one side it had Meat Puppets, and on the other side it had the Minutemen. And so like this experience that I had in France with this dead dog underwater, which is what the song is about, was kind of soundtracked by your music and me. So when we were asked, like, because it was a guy called Ross Beresford, if you remember, that set us up with a gig with you at the Maze. For me, it was like, Jesus Christ, we're playing with Mike fucking White. It's like, it's like,
well, it was actually Il Sogno di Marinaio, so.
Yeah, Italian guys, right?
It was Brother Sam from Brighton.
Yeah, that's right.
God damn my memory. Was it only like a year and a half ago, too? 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we're at the second, in the second hour, 2018, February 21st. Special guest, Crime Wolf. Hold tight for hour three. February 21, 2018. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
is lost and alone. I said I'd go before us, show you the way back home.
Oh, I don't.
Watch for Pedro show. Start the third hour off with Smoke from Crime Wolf. Then out of Houston, a couple bands. Fea. No hablo español. Yeah, Fea. I wonder how ugly Fea is. I wonder. For boys. Frog Hair after that, Long Way Home. The Sold and Bones from the Valley here. I did a benefit for what they call him? His actually really bad luck. His pad all burned down, so we did a benefit for him. Easy Lou Jones. Yeah. Anyway, Easy Lou, hope you get back on your feet. Then Maya and the Revolution of Hell, yeah, from the city. Everyone is dirty too. Who said what? And when do I? So that was only the third gig, and in the meantime, you got a bass man.
Yeah.
What drove you to do something like that?
Well,
he's our secret weapon.
I started on organ. Like, you asked me to play.
Yeah.
You were playing basically a Hammond, to be honest. Yeah.
Well, what about the left hand?
That was the only bit I was interested in. That's why.
Okay. Because believe it or not, that's why I got a Hammond guy, my second man. One day I'll bring him through your town. But they actually go lower than the bass. They can go down to C.
Yeah, man.
And he's got 64 Hammond B3. But we're going to keep in the studio. 250 fucking pounds.
Oh my God.
I got this Krumar Mumzo from Italy. 38 pounds for gigs.
That's what you want.
Actually, a lot of that fucking sound comes out of the Leslie anyway.
Yeah.
So tell me how this happened. How'd you run into him?
The whole band is...
collection of coincidences.
We're all friends.
Like you didn't put ads in the fucking back of Melody Maker and shit like that.
No. It was just basically I love playing with these guys, and I've played with each person like individually.
Yeah.
And I absolutely fucking love doing that. So basically, when me, Dave, and Dan were playing and enjoying it, I thought, you know what we need. We need some low end, you know, and
Jay was
keys.
The way I feel about that, if I can interject, poor lonely kick drum.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
there's more room in the boat, but fuck the poor lonely kick drum. Nothing to wrap any more low around her. So she's just there pounding away. Yeah. So these bands that do that shit, you're not fucking doing yourself any favor, people. Okay, go on. Sorry.
So, I guess, we all sort of hang out in the same places. So, Jay runs a tattoo shop in Derby called Lifetime. Most of us have had tattoos there. Did you ever get tattooed there, Dave? Or did Chris tattoo you?
Chris did me,
I did, Dave.
But, like, Jay has been a linchpin for ages, and it just seemed natural to have him in the band. Like, it was weird that he wasn't in the band, you know?
Like, Jay can play fucking rap man.
No, there's a story about that, I think, with Korn and Limp Bizkit, right?
Really?
The Limp Bizkit singer was the Korn Jacksonville, Florida tattoo guy.
Oh, because he's a tattoo and that, like, he's
got... Somehow they got him a deal or something. But you know what? I like the Crime Wolf story better. How did you come up with the name?
The name
that just came out of my head. I don't know.
It was me, you, and Anne-Marie that came up with Crime Wolf.
Was it?
Yeah.
Chris didn't like the name Crime Wolf for a while, did you? You were a bit off the name, and I think I like the name. I kept saying that you should change the name.
It's definitely me. Well, we used to practice at this place called The Bakery.
Yeah.
Is literally, it, so we...
Thank you. talks anymore. Not like we used to anyway. You're all dealing with duality and it's all the same thing. Just let go.
Watch for Pedro show. I had to play some music because I lost my connect with Nottingham. But we heard Wall from Crime Wolf, Alberto Boccardi and Stefano Pellia with De Yera Part 2 from the Bastet piece. Mold Omen out of Baltimore, or John Waters would say Baltimore. Iconostasis. Sorry. Bronx out of Osaka with a Map of the World piece. And finally, Oceans with Crime Wolf. Yeah, so this album, where was it recorded?
That's at a studio called Dubrec in Derby.
So would you guys consider yourself more a Derby band than a Nottingham band?
Yeah, more a Derby.
Yeah, man, we're all kind of Derby. Yeah, I work in Nottingham, and I spend most of my time there. But
you know, the big Nottingham band I know now is called Sleaford Mods.
Oh, yeah.
Sleaford Mods, yeah.
You know these cats?
I know of them and I know people that know them, but I don't know.
And what is Sleaford? Is Sleaford a part of Nottingham?
Sleaford's near Nottingham.
Okay.
No, it's 20, 30 miles.
Yeah, it's a little out of Nottingham. It's in the Midlands, yeah.
And, okay, so the studio in Derby, what's it called?
Dubrec.
Oh, yeah, Dub, like reggae, right?
Okay. Yeah, man.
We wanted to find somewhere where we just feel nice and chill. We practiced there. And we wanted to record.
I thought you practiced at the bakery.
No, man.
That was years ago. Oh,
so the bakery got so bad that we couldn't. So there was an infestation of bees and wasps.
It was bees. Yeah.
It was a little intense.
That's hard for prac, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. self-produced?
Well,
no.
We basically decided that we didn't want to go and do like a multi-track session. We wanted to go somewhere we felt comfortable.
Oh, like a gig?
And just wail. So we did it all in a day and just recorded one track after the other. I think there might be one overdub.
There's one guitar overdub, that's it.
Okay, wow.
But we did it live, yeah.
It sounds really good, man. I really love it. I love it. And, what's the next plans for Crime Wolf?
World tour, domination. no, I don't know. When we started the band, it was a case of we just do whatever comes our way if we've got time to do it because we're all kind of busy.
Sure. Where can people find you on the internet?
We're on Bandcamp. There's some bits and bobs on YouTube.
The best place to find
Is it like a Bandcamp .crimewolf.com?
Well, we've got a Bandcamp that's it's Head of Crom, which is our record label. That's Head of, and it's Crom, C-R-O-M. So if you go Head of Crom.
You mean like Mr. Cromwell?
Yeah.
Because they stuck his fucking head on a stick, right, for years to all the spin. I read some shit about that.
We've got a gig on Saturday as well because...
So it's bandcamp.headofcrom, C-R-O-M, .com.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And you got a gig coming up Saturday?
Those are the guys that released this, and it's kind of in conjunction with in Belford, which is just outside, kind of between Derby and Nottingham in a way.
Yeah.
There's a gallery called Kunst, so it's Kunst Gallery Belford.
That singer man in Sleaford Mods has a book with that name in it.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought he was making fun of the German word for art.
But it is.
Because I know in England people like to call each other cunts, you know, and that doesn't always mean a bad thing.
All the time.
Well, those guys in the gallery have really been good to us. They've given us a massive... It's kind of like the gig that we're playing on Saturday, it's like going back to our sort of spiritual home.
Yeah.
Making the full circle.
That good.
Yeah.
They funded the record, got the vinyl out. They've been fucking amazing, to be honest.
Well, I can't get back there and do another gig with you guys. I can't wait for the next music you bring. I like this new version, this four-man. I love the third three-man also. I want you to keep on keeping on. I want to thank you very much for being on the show and let folks know about you.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Yeah. And you promised to let me know about new music as soon as you get it, right? Well, I lost him again. You there? Well, sorry. It's been February 21, 2018. It's the Wild for Pedro show. Special guest, Crime Wolf. They're beautiful cats, so people. Keep your powder dry.